It's Idaho Matters here on Boise State Public Radio News. Welcome back. I'm George Prentice. My guest is, well, anonymous. We'll get to that in a moment. She is also single. Now, someone's relationship status is normally none of my business, but she is anonymously single, and that's capital A, capital S, anonymously single, and that's how she is identified in a regular column appearing in Boise Weekly. Full disclosure, I know who she is. Once upon a time, I was the editor of the Weekly, and about this time a year ago, we began talking about the possibility of a column. Hi.
Hi.
So maybe we can talk a little bit about how this happened.
Yeah. So last winter, I had run into my ex and was feeling particularly low about making poor life choices. And so I decided to start binge watching Sex and the City. And I was telling a girlfriend about my wallowing in my single status that I was doing last December. And she said, well, have you ever thought about writing about some of your dating stories and some of the mishaps with your exes? One night, I was up late and feeling my inner Carrie Bradshaw. And so I wrote a couple mock columns as if I were writing for Sex and the City. And I sent them over to her. And a few months later, I was at Nordstrom Rack with a girlfriend, and I got an email from you and thought I was going to pass out. And then we met, and the rest is history.
If you remember some of that first conversation, I challenged you, and you wrote quite a few very quickly.
Yes. I've never written professionally. I don't have a career where I'm doing any sort of professional writing. And so I was actually surprised how easy it was for me. I think because I've told the stories so many times that they just came out naturally as I was typing them on my phone in the notes section. I didn't even have a laptop at the time.
I want to read a little something from the very first column you wrote, a bit of an introduction. Again, these are your words. I have a core group of girlfriends, a lifetime of dating horror stories. In talking about your friends, quote, we're a badass group of women with a voice. We're attractive, smart, fun, and looking for our equals. We won't settle.
Yes. I have lived in Boise my whole life. I have a very good group of girlfriends, some married, some single, some divorced. We all have good jobs, support ourselves, own homes, drive cars. And yet it's almost impossible to meet someone that's an equal. And I don't know why that's so difficult. And I'll have people say, oh, you should try this. Or I met my husband on Tinder. Or, I met my husband on Match and yada, yada. And I, too, have set up friends and will actually be going to a wedding of a friend that I set up with her future husband. So I know it can be done and I know it has been done. But unfortunately for me and some of my girlfriends, it's just not the case for us.
But you don't give up. I mean, you still believe in the human condition.
I do.
And how we relate to one another.
I do.
And all the goodness that can come out of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yes. I come from a long line of parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles that have been married 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And so I know it can be done. I'm getting to the point where I don't think I'll probably hit 60 years. But I still believe that I will find someone and am hopeful that I'll be able to start a family. And if not, then me and my significant other will be our own family. And I believe that will happen. But there are days where I wonder, when will that day come?
She is known as anonymously single in the pages of Boise Weekly. Can we talk a little bit about some of the men in your life? To be clear, you do not mention their real names.
Correct. They're all aliases.
And also, you round some of the edges on the descriptions.
Yes.
So that they would not be readily identifiable.
Correct.
But one of them, called Riley, we're going to call him Riley, was one of your first serious dates after a love of your life in college. Tell
yes.
us about Riley and what happened.
So when I moved back to Boise after college, I started working for a company. And at an event, I met a coworker, and we hit it off that evening. And the company I worked for had an internal messaging system. And so we started messaging each other every day. And my boss would laugh at me because she could tell when we were talking because I was beaming at my computer. And so we carried on a very harmless you know, kind of like a you've got mail relationship. And then we started hanging out and turned into more of a dating scenario. And one night I was at my grandmother's house and talking about something that he had brought up in conversation. And my mom said, well, or my grandmother said, well, we did that too. And then she said, who is this, you know, who is this boy? And I told her, and she said, oh, well, that's your great, great, great grandfather's descendant. And I realized essentially that I had slept with my cousin.
Somewhere in the family tree, you were related.
Yes. Not in a, as I say in my column, not in like a Kentucky compound sort of, you know, born with a third eye situation, but it definitely was horrifying for
all
the both of us.
All that said, living in Idaho, I've heard that story.
Yeah, I mean, we do have multi-generation, you know, families. And
it's a big, small town.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to some people, you know, probably would have been okay, and we were distant enough, but just the thought that potentially one day we could end up at a family reunion together and take pictures on both sides was traumatizing. So
I want to skip to one more column that really resonated, I think, with me, and I'm certain with a number of other people. You were coming back from a trip recently, returning to the Boise airport.
Yes.
But being single, you were making your own way home, but you witnessed what a lot of us witness.
So I had been coming back from across the country, and it had been a long travel day with some long layovers, multiple stops. And so I was looking and feeling kind of haggard, and I was following this woman out the door. And as you are exiting that second floor of the Boise airport off to the right, just past security, you see family and friends waiting for their loved ones. And I knew that I needed to get on Uber to get essentially my loved one to come pick me up. Meanwhile, this woman, her husband was there waiting for her, and he was so happy to see her that he grabbed her hand, gave her a hug. The two of them held hands walking down the stairs together. We waited at baggage claim. He grabbed her bag off of the carousel, and they strolled off, you know, in my mind. Went to dinner and had a lovely evening, and it just made me think I want that someday for myself. I remember as a little girl either coming home from something when I traveled alone to see relatives, or when I would come home with my parents and my grandparents would come get us, that there was always someone waiting. And it just struck me that I no longer have anyone waiting for me at the airport. And
that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Men and women.
Yes.
We want someone to say, you're home.
Yes.
I have to assume, only because I've known you professionally now, you're still optimistic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, someday someone besides an Uber driver will pick me up from the airport, and I don't mean my mother, but I'm hopeful that I will find that relationship, that all of the bachelorette parties, bridal showers, weddings, all of that will come back to me full fold, and I will get to have my own bridal shower and bachelorette party and fun wedding.
How can people communicate with you on social media?
They can go to my Instagram page, Anonymously Single, or they can reach out to me via email at anonymouslysingle@boiseweekly.com.
And indeed, they can give you comments or questions.
Absolutely.
And you engage?
I do. So I respond to every email that I get. I enjoy hearing from readers. It's one of the best things about having a column is then feeling that you're making a difference or having some sort of impact on someone's lives. I hear from women that are older than me, that are divorced, have kids, and trying to navigate dating in this community with kids and their own set of baggage. I hear from young women who are, you know, attending Boise State and still going out to the bars and trying to figure out why someone didn't call them back. And I also hear from men, which is interesting. I had a male reader ask me out on a date, which was funny. And then actually, I have a column coming up of a woman who responded to my airport column about that maybe I would have better luck with men if I wasn't wearing yoga pants and having my hair in a messy bun.
I'm hoping you challenged that assumption.
I did, yes. Yes, in a very polite way, and I appreciated her feedback, and it's definitely something to consider, but I will be asking my readers to give input on whether or not they think that you need to be dressed to the nines every time you fly, or if it's okay to let your hair down, or I guess put your hair up and be casual.
I must tell you that one of my favorite things is now picking up the Boise Weekly, seeing Anonymously Single.
Well, it wouldn't be there without you.
Well, yeah, but it's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And thanks for doing this.
Absolutely.
Up next, a Boise tattoo artist competes in the upcoming season of Ink Master. You're listening to Idaho Matters.